This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul to help you get ready for summer, which means getting into that bathing suit and liking it. Because body image is a big problem for many of us, and I include myself. And it stinks when we let that interfere with us participating in fun activities with our families and friends. So, how many times have you gone to a pool party and you've refused to put on your bathing suit and you've sat on the sidelines? Or maybe you've turned down tubing or going on the rides at a water park or just getting in the pool with your kids? It really interferes with your life. And it's disappointing for you and for the people you're not doing things with. So I'm going to share two stories today from a book that every woman should read every couple of years. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Curvy and Confident. The stories in this book will help you to overcome that fear of wearing your bathing suit, and they'll help you get back into the action. So in our first story today, Courtney Lynn Murak tells us that she couldn't believe it when her husband asked her to join his master swim team. He said all body types are there because he knew how self-conscious she was about her body. And then he said, it's all ages and skill levels. It's not about what you look like or how fast you swim. It's about getting in the water and enjoying some exercise. So Courtney thought, enjoy? The last time she had enjoyed being in a bathing suit was probably when she was 10 years old. And she had never been a big swimmer, swimming laps or anything like that. Her husband was the fish in the family. He had grown up swimming at his neighborhood pool. He had been on the community swim team. And he had even been a lifeguard in high school. But Courtney decided to say yes, primarily because they had just moved and she needed to make some new friends. And the swim team wasn't just about competing. They had parties and they went out to eat after practices. And it was something for Courtney to do with her husband as a couple. Now there was just the matter of putting on that bathing suit. Courtney sometimes wore one, but she always wore it with something covering up the top of her legs. If she actually went in the pool, that cover-up would have to come off and everyone would see her thighs, which were her least favorite body part. So when Courtney got to the first practice, she went to the first lane, which was the one for rookies, and there she was introduced to a lady in her 70s who would help her. And then the moment of truth arrived. Courtney took off her protective covering, and then she dashed back to the pool and quickly got in, hoping no one saw what she called her thunder thighs. Now, before she knew it, practice was over and everyone was getting out. But she stayed in the pool, waiting for a chance to make her escape without being seen. But everyone wanted her to go out to dinner with them, and that would mean getting out of the pool, and everyone was standing right there where she was. And then Courtney, who was still in the pool, looked at all her new teammates, and she realized something. Her husband was right. There were all kinds of bodies there. The people on the swim team did not look like they just come off the set of Baywatch. So she got out of the pool, still ready to scurry over to her towel. But then one of her husband's friends stopped her to introduce himself. So she stood there, marooned without her towel, and she survived. It turned out no one was looking at her legs. They were looking at her face and meeting Courtney, a person. She looks back on that first day on the swim team now and she laughs. And she says that swim team was the best thing that ever happened to her body image. By the end of that summer, she was standing around after practice talking and laughing without rushing to cover herself up. She was curvy and confident, just like the title of our book. I really identified with Courtney's story because a few weeks ago, I had my own freak out over a family vacation in Costa Rica, during which I would be appearing in my bathing suit in front of our four grown children and their spouses, and all of them are in their 20s and their 30s, and they're very fit. I couldn't even sleep one night, so I got up and I tried on my bathing suits a few days before we were leaving, and I realized I didn't look so bad. And I also realized the most important thing, which was that if I didn't wear that bathing suit every single day on our trip in front of everyone, I would miss out on snorkeling, on hanging out at the pool, on walking the beach together, and on all the other reasons why we were going on this vacation in the first place. So Tamara Albana has a story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Curvy and Confident, about going on vacation. And she said she was raised with a lot of body image issues, with way too much attention paid to her weight while she was growing up. When she got married, she found that her husband was very supportive, but she was still battling that body image problem. Some years she'd be thin and confident, and then other years she'd be heavier and feeling not so good about herself. One of those years, the family was planning a trip to Greece, which meant beautiful beaches and plenty of time in bathing suit. So Tamara had to buy a bathing suit. Her 11-year-old son went along to support her, and she found one that wasn't as awful as the others. And when she came out of the dressing room to show her son, his eyes grew wide and he said, "Mama, you look so beautiful." Well, Tamara almost cried when he told her to buy that suit and to also get it in another color because she looked so good. It was the first time she ever bought two bathing suits at once. That summer, she spent as much time as possible in the sea, and it was the most incredible healing experience she had had in a long time. She participated in everything in Greece, and she got over her body image issues. Now she says she looks forward to summer at home as well. It really is a matter of mind over matter and just jumping in. Put on the bathing suit, participate, and after you do it the first time, the next time will be 10 times easier, and the time after that will be 20 times easier, and you'll be happy, you'll be having fun, and so will your families and your friends. Wearing your bathing suit will make you a great role model for your children or grandchildren as well. Come back next time for a couple of my new favorite stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman, about a couple of mothers who were role models for their children as well, when they showed them just what they were capable of doing, even though it meant stepping outside their comfort zones.